Hey, this is Carlos. Welcome back. We are talking about three ways this week, three fundamental ways, very important ways to get a man to commit to you. You ever caught yourself fantasizing about your future relationship? I used to do it all the time. I know, it's weird for a guy to do that, but I did. I used to just lay on my bed and imagine all these little fantasy situations. I would imagine winning the hand of the girl that I liked most at the time, you know. This is middle school, but I guess it still counts, right? And I imagined being the guy that overcame all the obstacles to make this girl mine, winning her heart and having her fall for me. You might have had similar daydreams, okay? The guy that you've had your eye on since forever finally comes up to you and starts flirting. And then he asks you out, and you have that wonderful moment where you realize this guy is a catch. And your date goes amazingly. You start seeing each other every chance you get, hanging out. And then one day, he seems to lose a little bit of that interest, lose a little bit of that intrigue, that desire. And that's the turning point that happens that frustrates so many of us. If it seems like that's a dream to you, it's because maybe you've tried so many times to get a man to devote himself to you completely. But don't lose hope. What a man really wants in life is to find the woman that makes him a better man when he's with her. Okay? That's like one of these fundamental things we can't put into words very easily, but it's there. It's always there. It's omnipresent, as they say. What he really wants is to find this woman that actually enables him to be better at being him when he's around her. And that's a key to what I'm about to show you here today, because there is a way to get a man to commit his heart and soul to you. You can make a man want nothing more than to spend his life with you. And today, I'm going to give you those three ways to get a man to commit to you. But first, I'm going to reveal something that stops a man from making a commitment. And it's the one thing that will make him run from a relationship. And it's the root cause of almost every broken engagement I've ever seen. Would you like to know what it is? The one thing that ruins more commitments and would-be engagements and sometimes even marriages is this: focusing on what you need more than on what he needs. Oh, I know I'm going to hear a lot of backlash on that. You know, but the fact of the matter is, it's true. And just as it's true that men need to focus on what you need more than what he needs. That's the recipe for a growing and thriving relationship. If you both keep your focus on the other person and their needs within the relationship. And I call this natural attraction positive forward momentum. Positive forward momentum. Now, why do I call it that? Well, I call it that because it will take on its own energy, it'll build, and it will carry your relationship forward to the next level. And the reason why is that when you're putting that kind of focus on the other person, you're meeting their needs. You're making sure that the relationship is growing. What do we do typically? We don't do this, do we? We focus on our own needs because we are inherently needy. Okay? When you haven't resolved a lot of the things from your childhood, when you haven't resolved those things you didn't get from your parents, from your mom, from your dad, those deficits of life, and then we start to build these structures of personality around those needs that weren't met, guess what it creates? It creates two needy people. And that's unfortunate, but a very vast majority of people, and I'm myself included, have fallen into this trap of becoming needy when we should have been more, I guess, altruistic or more self-giving instead of self-serving. Now, let's get back to the side that you can control. You. That's the side of this equation you can control, right? And that's the one we're always going to focus on. Instead of focusing on making him feel joy and excitement and happiness when he's with her, many women are only fixated on her own worries, her own fears, her needs, her wants. And when you're consumed with what you're not getting, you're not giving. And that's critical to the health of your connection and your love. And let me also tell you that the most important part of this is in who you choose for your running mate in life. You choose the right guy, and this becomes easy. Because if he's consumed with insecurity and can't give you what you want, you'll have an uphill struggle right from the very first moment. And no amount of love or commitment on your part can turn that around. And there's a simple reason that this works against you, and a simple solution for making him want to make that commitment to you that you desire. Now, I'm going to get back to that in a bit, because I want to show you a few of the ways that you can cast a spell of love and devotion over the man in your life right now. So let's dig right into it with Get him to commit. Number one, give him more choices, not less. More choices, not less. One thing I've noticed in many relationships is a kind of distrust on the part of one or both people. And it usually starts with a woman thinking that the man will fall into bed with the first woman that flashes some cleavage his way. So what does she do? She tightens her grip on him. She tries to restrict his options, his time, and his opportunities. Right? She tries to clamp down on all this because all of these things appear to be a threat to her relationship. And then insecurities start to take over. There's a great metaphor for this. When you pick up sand, let's say you're at the beach and you try and pick up some sand off the beach, you cup it and you scoop it up gently in your hands, right? You try and hold the sand by cupping it and lifting it. And you can carry a tremendous amount this way. Okay, you use a bucket, you can carry a ton of sand. But if you grip it, if you try and reach into the sand and make a fist and grasp it, if you try and grip the sand in your fist tightly, it slips away between your fingers. The same thing is true for your love in your relationships. Now, it's tricky because when you feel low and you need that affirmation that he's there for you and then you don't get it, well, that throws you into a panic. It throws anybody into a panic when you're not getting what you need. It's like having a small argument and then he refuses to give you a hug, right? That's a weird feeling. That's a freaky kind of rejection that triggers us to really react with a lot of anxiety and a lot of emotion. That's a high stakes emotional trigger. So the best thing for you to do is not put yourself in that position. I know, Carl, you're saying, Carlos, duh, of course. But the more choices you give a man, the more free he feels. The more free he feels, the more he feels like a man. It's not something that's easy for a woman to understand, this need for liberation, but it's programmed right into him. It's not that you're giving him freedom or permission from you to just chase women everywhere he goes. And by the way, just a little FYI here, most men are shy about pursuing women in general anyway, okay? It's not something you need to worry about. Everybody seems to have this concern that men are running around chasing women everywhere. Most guys, quite honestly, are so shy and so withdrawn about women, and this is an overwhelming majority, by the way. Yes, we do know that we are responsible for initiating, and for a lot of guys, that's too much intimidation, a high intimidation factor. You have no idea how much psychological energy and courage it takes for a man to just walk up and talk to a woman, much less go out and recklessly pursue every woman he meets. It just doesn't happen, okay? There's just not that many womanizers running around, but the few that are, unfortunately, give a bad rap to the rest of us. But the really weird part here to understand is that the more free a man is, the more free you make him feel, the more he comes back to you. It seems like a total WTF, but it's true. Jen, my wife, makes it clear that she will give me all the freedom I want. And ironically, the freedom that she gives me only makes me want me to pull her into whatever it is I'm doing. So make him feel like he's not under house arrest, and he'll be so happy he found you, okay? And I covered this briefly last week when I was reviewing that woman's letter that she wrote in, and she asked me, I notice that you keep telling us that you can give him space and there's really no need to text him every day, and doesn't that give them the space they need to go out and potentially meet somebody new? And my answer to that was, look, you can't crowd him, you can't smother him so much that he can't stop thinking about leaving you, okay? Because that's just not how it works. Men don't commit to a woman solely because we don't have any time to go out and chase somebody else that's new, okay? It's not how it works. We commit to you because of how we feel about you, not because we have a lack of opportunity. Anyway, let's move on to number two. Make that man want you forever. Number two is keep the chemistry on high. Look, there's a big reason that men get into relationships in the first place. And yes, that's for the sex. And something I explain to my clients is that women choose sex and love it. Men love sex and need it. It's the default method for men to connect with women. We use sex as that tool of connection, whereas women very often use words and a different language of love, if you will. Men have a pretty universal language of love, and that love and connection he feels through sex. It's visceral, it's there, it's real, it's tangible, and it's something that he needs. So remember how important it is to him that he keeps that connection with you. Keep the chemistry dialed up on high, and he's going to keep coming back. It's a given. As I always say, stay sexy. A man is compelled to come back to you again and again when he feels that sexual attraction that drives him. When he feels that that sexual attraction, he's going to keep coming back. Sex is a primal force in men, and it makes us want to keep returning to you. Make him see how much he's desired, and you're going to basically have instilled that positive forward momentum that I talked about. Men are just as motivated by being desired as women are. And your little efforts to stay sexy for him will always make it easier for him to see himself with you for a long, long time. You know, a little bit of perfume and a provocative spot on your body, a little lower cut on the front of that blouse of yours, a little tighter fit in the derriere. Sex is a very powerful force for commitment. And have no mistake about it, it is intrinsically woven into commitment. So use it for what you need it for most, more connection with him. Commitment tip number 3, break through to him. Okay, sex is really the easy part. And this step to commitment is the biggest of the 3, in my opinion, the step of breaking through to him. But I also realize you might feel like this is all you've been trying to do, right? You've been trying to reach him. You've been trying to break through into his awareness. It feels like an uphill battle, doesn't it? To break into a man's world, you gotta show that you know what it's like for a man. Now, here's the sad truth. In the last 10 to 15 years, men have been inundated with female awareness everywhere, in the news, in books, in magazines, everywhere. It's the popular culture is that we now need to be aware of what the experience is like for women. And it, you know what? It's been good. It's been fantastic. I know that I'm thankful to be aware of all the things women go through on a daily basis. And I also have to say, no, I'm not going to stop appreciating beauty and looking at women because a few people run around being offended all the time by the world. But I'm a lot more sensitive about my manly moments than ever before because I'm aware of how it is for women and how they experience a lot of guys. Again, most people misread genuine visual appreciation from men as being some form of misogyny, which, quite frankly, folks, it ain't. But men have also been trying to grow up into the same world with women, and we've not had a lick of understanding tossed our way. Now, I know you're saying, oh, Carlos, boo-hoo for you, men ruling the world, and they don't get understood. Look, the reality is this is a two-way street. Women remain, in many circles, misinformed or miseducated about what men think, what men want, and who men really are. Now, I do my best here to give you the truth of a man's experience. If you care to listen, and I think you do, otherwise you wouldn't be here. But if you want a man to make a commitment to you, do this one thing better than all the other girls swarming him now, and you're always going to win him. You want to know what it is? It's this. Understand him better than they do. Know what he wants better than they do, and show him you're there with him, his ally and his friend. The truth of these 3 steps that I've just given you is to get him to commit. And that truth is this. The only thing you need to do is focus on how to make him see you as the source of all his joy and happiness. Let me say that again. The only thing you need to do to get him to commit to you, to get him to want you, to fall for you, all of that stuff, is very simple. Get him to see you as being the source of his joy and his happiness. Not at the expense of yourself, of course, in a healthy and affirming way, you got to do this. But the more we are stuck inside of our own weak self-esteem, low self-confidence, and we're stuck inside our own insecurity, the more we're stuck there, the less we can give to other people. And they will sense that we are really just an energy suck, and that will not win the commitment that you want. When you're a genuine source of happiness to a man, he will do anything for you. He will commit to you. He will commit to loving you forever. And he will also be loyal to you, no matter what. Take it from me. I'm a man. That's why I do what I do, is because I want to make sure that people get an educated understanding of what it's like from the men's experience. The 90%+ of men's experience, not the 10% you tend to hear about in the news. Now, I've been with my wife for over 10 years now. And I'm more in love with her than when she and I first got together, simply because she always makes me feel better about me when she's around. Think about that. She makes me feel better about me when she's there. If you make that your focus, no one can resist you. And that can be your happiness too. Happiness is part of what you're looking for inside that commitment. And commitment is just around the corner and you might not even know it. That's why you got to go find out how to make him commit to you. I just put the finishing touches on my new program, Complete Commitment, and I created a wonderful training video for you. It's a free presentation. Doesn't cost you anything to watch. Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. And I want to show you how you can go from being just his friend with benefits to having a committed relationship with him. I want to show you a step-by-step system for understanding what a man's thinking, what he's feeling, breaking through that shell and being able to connect with him on a deep emotional level and getting that complete commitment you've always wanted from him, okay? Go on over to datingadviceguru.com/commitment. That's datingadviceguru.com/commitment. Go watch the video. Go find out what it takes to get a man to commit to you fully. I'll be talking again soon. This is Carlos Cavallo from datingadviceguru.com. As always, live and love with passion.
DatingAdviceGuru.com, the Dating Advice Guru podcast and YouTube content, and all content herein is copyright Morpheus Productions, LLC. Feel free to contact Carlos at www.datingadviceguru.com, on the forum, or click the Ask Carlos link on the site. We welcome your comments and questions.